Well, good morning. I appreciate Brother Tommy's testimony. Most of you probably don't know Brother Tommy and Sister Jerry Lynn and their two children that are here today, but they have been a blessing to our congregation. I'd encourage you to get to know them better. They're such a blessing to see how God can reach out and save everyone. He's interested in every one of us this morning. I desire your prayers this morning. I'd like to talk about the strength of the Lord. And there was an old song that said something about fire in the pulpit and steam in the pews. And dear Lord, do we ever need that this morning? But whenever we have the burning love of God, and listen, if we get too cold, we'll just stop here about halfway and get our circulation going to keep us from having troubles. There's such a blessing in finding the strength of the Lord, and I appreciate the way that God deals with us and how He helps us in so many ways. And there's a song, I'm not going to attempt to sing it, but the title is The Strength of the Lord. And I want to read to you the words this morning of this song, and they seem so good for us as we make our journey through this life. Sometimes life seems like words and music that can't quite become a song. So we cry inside and we try it again and wonder what could be wrong. But when we turn to the Lord at the end of ourselves, like we've done a time or two before, we find His truth is the same as it's always been. We'll never need more. He's all we need for our every need. We never need Thee alone. Still, He'll let us go if we choose to live life on our own. Then the only good that will ever be said of the pains we find ourselves in, there are places to gain the wisdom to say, I'll never leave Him again. And the chorus says, it's not in trying, but in trusting. It's not in running, but in resting. It's not in wandering, but in praying that we find the strength of the Lord. Do you know the Lord will let us go on and muddle around for years if need be in our own strength? He'll let us go on and He'll let us be the people that we want to be. He will let us go through failures. He'll let us go through our own cycle of defeat. He'll let us go on through our own rebellious nature. He'll let us go on in our own ways if we choose to go that way. But if we can have the desire to find the strength of the Lord, there is a God that is ever present for us to help us in time of need. You know, this place brings back a lot of memories to me. Brother Charlie Smith used to sit right there. And back in the early 60s, Brother Charlie Smith came to our congregation that we used to go to in Tulsa. And he held a revival meeting. Now, this was not with the saints as we know it. There were some saints there. My mom was one of them. And Brother Charlie preached a revival meeting in that place. And it was, best I could tell, a very good meeting. I said, Brother Charlie preached the devil out of people. And his two twin boys, one of them was knocking the devil out of people. We had a church bully. And Brother Darrell was beating up the church bully. And Brother Charlie was preaching. And they had a pretty good system worked out, I think. It doesn't look very good, though, for a preacher's son to be out fighting, but that was what happened, and it was a good revival meeting. It really was, I mean, overall. But, you know, the outcome of those things, the outcome, here is my mom that is as far away from truth as anybody I believe could be, that grew up back in the hills of Arkansas and was so far away, and trouble was everywhere. They looked. Her mom died. They moved in with her grandmother. Their house caught on fire. And her sister was in a bad car wreck, was unconscious for weeks. And I forget, it was a long couple of months maybe. And they just had troubles all around. But you know, I think after that revival meeting, I can't remember if it was before or after. I wasn't even born, so I don't really know what was going on. But I know that my mom was sick with rheumatic fever in a basement that was in a house just across from where that church was at. And Brother David Madden, Brother Charlie, maybe Brother Ori Young, went over there to that house and was praying for this man upstairs that was very sick. And he said, there's a woman downstairs that's real sick and she needs prayer. They went down and prayed for that woman. That woman was my mother. You know, so when I think about people that have found the strength of the Lord, I think about people that have pressed their way through and overcome difficulties. I look at some of these things and it touches my heart this morning, and I think, God help you and I that we find the strength of the Lord in our life. You don't have to go through life with this defeated look, with this defeated attitude, with all the troubles and all that can happen in our homes and things and happen in our life. Every one of us in here this morning has a handicap. Every one of us. I don't care who you are. We've been handicapped by sin. We've been handicapped by so many things. But if we can find the strength of the Lord, we can overcome things. We can find the blessings of life. We can find some things that are very good for us. I think about, we were listening to a book on our trip, and about half of our presidents in the United States lost their dad, a little less than half, lost their dad before they were 16. Young men, do you realize how big of a blessing you have if you have your father and he's around? You realize how big of a blessing that is? But do you know what you can do with your handicap this morning? Those men could have said, there's no way I'll ever make it. There's no way that I can do it. My dad's gone and I can't handle all the things that's going on. There's no way that I can be a success in life. But half of our presidents have made it because they found some kind of strength in their lives. Something, many of them turned to God. Many of them asked God to help them, and He was a help to many of them, and He will be our help this morning.
Yes, He will.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
I believe He will. Let's stand for just a moment. I'm not half done, but we're going to get a little... it's just so cold in here. I'd tell you to hug your neighbor, but I'm not going to do that. You might have to get close together, but isn't it wonderful this morning, the strength of the Lord? In the book of Psalms 27 and 1, we can stand for just a moment here. I'm going to read to you this scripture in 27 and 1 of Psalms. There's several scriptures here I would like to read to us this morning in the book of Psalms. Thank God for the inspiration. In the 27 and 1 of Psalms, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." Isn't that wonderful? You all can be seated now if you want to. Or you can just stay standing. I don't really... Whatever you want to do, that's fine. Well, we should all really be standing when it comes to thinking about and relying on the strength of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, as my wife was mentioning, we were driving this motorhome from Florida all the way home. And this thing would get a mind of its own. It would go into what they call a limp mode, and that's going 9 miles an hour. Once in a while you get it to 19 miles an hour, and it acted up so many times, but I'd pull over halfway, and those rumble strips, I'd straddle that right side, the rumble strip, and get the right side on one, and straddle that. And about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, I would just straddle those. There wasn't much traffic, and we were in, I believe it was in Alabama. Anyway, it started in Georgia, and we had quite a bit of trouble. But, you know, we would pray, and the Lord helped us. One time I got it in the limp mode going 49 miles an hour. Now, I know that sounds, but we was going down a steep hill. And I was just keeping awake by watching how fast I could get this thing in limp mode. But, oh, we fought that for hours. I drove in that mode for a couple of hours, and it's real embarrassing, especially, you know, when you've got people honking at you, you're in town. When you're on the highway, it's not so bad. You put your flashers on and get way off the side. But there were times in town people be honking at you. And, you know, it's aggravating to see people just look like a loafing around. But we were trying the best we could. And we prayed, and we would go for a ways, and it would stop, and we'd do it again. But, you know, the strength of the Lord helps us in difficult times. And I am so glad this morning to recommend to you the strength of the Lord. You young children, young people, this morning I want you to remember what He is saying here in this psalm. He said, "You have, He shall set me up upon a rock." Now remember that. There's another scripture that said, "When my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." What does a rock do? Well, you get a better elevation, don't you? When you get up on a rock, you're not just down at a low spot. You get on a rock, you get lit, you're higher, you can see further. We need to remember that. When the Lord is our strength, He will get us up to a higher elevation. We'll be able to see things. We'll be able to maneuver. We'll be able to go farther. We'll be able to see at greater distances. If we're down this morning and we're struggling and maybe there's something I can't overcome, I've tried it and I've fought this thing for years. I've battled this for years. There's something I just can't get over. I can't overcome my temptations. I can't overcome my weaknesses. I can't overcome my short temper. I have trouble with patience. I have trouble with pride. I'm just working. There's so many things against me. Remember this morning the strength of the Lord. If we're having difficulty, if we can't overcome some things, well, you might say, "Well, that's just the best I can do." Well, it might be in your own strength, but we need to get the strength of the Lord. That's what's lacking. And what I am seeing in this world with religion is that only lets you do just a certain amount. You can't get up over so many things, and people are contented many times to live that way. I'm just going to be that way. But I want to tell you, those people that have found where the rock is at know that they can overcome. They can overcome temptations. They can overcome difficulties that life throws at them. They don't have to be just stuck all the time in the same place. My dear father-in-law, I tell you, he was such a blessing to me, but that new book that mother-in-law just come up with, and where it talks about when they got stuck out in the desert. I believe it's in that book. It's in one of them. But they were kind of run off the road. The battery died. They was in an old Chevy panel truck. And it was sand all around. And they jacked that old truck up in the sand. And they raised it up enough to get one tire off the ground. And they put a rope around that one wheel. And they got along that long rope, and a bunch of men, wherever they found them, I don't know where they came from, but they pulled on that rope and they pull started that old panel truck, you see, that got going again. You and I can do that too, don't you see? We're not, maybe we're not stuck in the sand, but we're stuck in some other places. We're stuck with some habits that we can't get rid of. We're stuck with some attitudes that came right down through our family. They came right down through our family. Your dad was like that. Your grandfather was like that. But did you know with the strength of the Lord, He can help us to overcome those things? We got to find the rock, folks. That's all there is to it. If we can find the rock and get up on the rock, we can. The strength of the Lord will be there. But we have got to put forth a physical effort to get there. We've got to be able to do our first step. And then I believe the Lord will take us through. It's your quiet. You know, is that the electricity? Or no, you're all still there. What was that one person said? Some are cold and a few are frozen. That instead of many are called and few are chosen, some are cold and a few are frozen. This little boy got up in his memory verse, I guess, and said, I don't. Some are cold and a few are frozen. Well, don't let that apply to us. Let's find the strength of the Lord to warm our hearts and help our homes. There's too much coldness, folks. Too much coldness in our homes. We're not praying with one another. You need to pray with your wife, your husband and wife. You need to pray together. You all get together and pray every day, at least once a day. My wife and I, I don't know, there's not many days that go by, but we don't pray with each other. And I've learned that what I don't remember, she remembers. And what she doesn't, I do. And those prayers, they mean something. You know, the strength of the Lord will help and bring our homes together. It'll bring about a sense of balance in our lives. And we need that so desperately. We have children that are running, they're out of control. What are we going to do? We've got to find the strength of the Lord. We've got to be that stability in their life. I tell you, as I get older, I look around and I hear this one passed away and this one. And it really makes you start to dig and think, Lord, help me. My prayer warriors, all those people that agreed, that said they'd pray for me, they're dying one by one. We have to be strong ourselves. In Psalms 29 and 11 of Psalms, it says this. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Thank God for that this morning. He will give peace to His people. He'll give strength to His people. Strength to be able to overcome. We'll be able to face some challenges and be able to go through those things. I remember one time I was in Springfield, Missouri, and it was a very cold day. And I had to crawl underneath a house and work on a floor furnace. One thing, I have claustrophobia. I'll just tell you, I can't stand. It's hard for me to get on an airplane sometimes. It's difficult. And that door closes, I have to close my eyes and pray, Lord, help me here. I've been in some tight places that I don't like that. One time I was underneath a house and I was trying to loosen this fitting, and the clearance was so close, I could not hardly move my wrench. It was that tight, and I got stuck. And this other brother saw me, are you all right? I said, no, get me out of here. And he got my leg and pulled me backwards out of that hole. But anyway, this one particular time I'm thinking of, I looked at the opening to get out of that house, and it was very small. Very small. And I thought, I'm not doing it. I started to take my coat off and I looked there and I said, I'm not doing it. It's too cold. There's water, everything out of that house. There's spiders and all kind of stuff. I'm just not going to do it. So I turned around and I started to get back. And I was working for this plumbing company. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you always going to run from things? You going to run from things like that? You going to make excuses? And then I got thinking about my children and sitting down at a table and there'd be nothing on the table for them to eat. You know what I did? I got back out. I took my coat off and I inched my way, one arm underneath that old house, and crawled back there to where that floor furnace was at. Floor furnaces, there, you may have one in your home. I just don't call me to work on it. I'm sorry. I still, it bothers me. But they're hard. This thing was dug out in the ground to let that floor furnace, that's how close this thing was to the ground, and it had come right and it filled that hole up with water. I could not get over. I did the best I could. And I got it done. But the thought, are we always going to run from things that come our way, challenges that hit us? You know, things that come and said, I'm not having nothing to do with that. No, I'm not having nothing to do with that. You know, I've heard things that come from us sometimes as people, the people of God. The Lord didn't call me to teach Sunday school. The Lord didn't call me to go to jail. The Lord didn't call me to be a missionary. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what did the Lord call you to do? What are you doing? You've got all the excuses for not doing things, and we're taking our impediments, and we're taking our disabilities, and we're just saying to the Lord, I can't do it. Let me tell you, half of the presidents of our country wouldn't have been president if they hadn't went against some obstacles. You know, Paul said, My strength is made perfect in weakness. There's things that God does. In other words, our strength, our own abilities, our inadequate places can be used. I'm thinking about I don't know this lawyer's name, but he had dyslexia. He was not hardly able to pronounce words and things. He had a handicap, and it was so bad with him that he struggled with that for years in high school. It's a wonder he ever made it. But he had one thing going for him. He had a good memory. And he became a lawyer, and where other people could pronounce words and they could read and everything right, this man had a memory that wouldn't quit. And he used that memory. He memorized so many things. And he overcome his handicap to become one of the most powerful lawyers. And I'm thinking this morning, is God going to remove all of our handicaps? Is He going to take away all of our disabilities? Is He going to just make us perfect little people, and we're going to just want to do everything that comes our way? And there's going to be some struggles, I'm going to tell you. And if we're going to make it in life, remember, you've got a handicap, period. All of us have one. Maybe you think yours is greater than mine. I don't know. I've got handicaps. You've got them. We've got to remember the strength of the Lord. God, with you, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We can make it. We don't have to be just cowed down under our handicap. This man rose from dyslexia and his inabilities. He proved that he could do something with the strength of the Lord and the determination. We need that this morning. We need to realize we are handicapped people. But if we have the strength of the Lord, I can do all things through Christ. May the Lord bless us. In the book of Psalms, again in the 71st chapter of Psalms. Psalm 71. It'd been not, you know, it could have been, we could have said, well, no electricity, no church this morning. We're all going home. We'll get our little Sunday nap early. But you know what? We're here. All of us are here. We're here today. I want to encourage, it's a good opportunity. Lord, help us to see whenever there's problems and difficulties, that's time to shine. It's not time to walk away and just be defeated. There are things that we have to learn to overcome. Learn to overcome. That song that we sing, "Be an Overcomer, Only Cowards Yield." When the foe they meet on the battlefield, we are blood-bought princes of the royal host and must falter not nor desert our post. We have to remember when difficulties come. And you know, I've heard this so many times among us. Sometimes we say, "Oh, I know what I'm going to get when I testify for the Lord. The devil's really going to work." Are we going to fear what Satan and his disruptions are going to do? He's going to disrupt everything he can, folks, to cause us trouble. Yes, yes. He will do it. Anything to disturb your peace, he'll do it. If he can throw something at you, but listen, only cowards yield when the foe they meet on the battlefield. We've got to remember that I'm going to keep going. There's things I might have struggled with, but I've also found that there is strength in these weaknesses that I have. I've also found that God is concerned about me. You know, had David looked at all of his oppositions and all of the things that was against him when he started this, you know, and the Lord told Samuel, "Go anoint this young man," David might have thrown up his hands. You know, he said, "You know, I'm the least in my house too, just like I believe it was Gideon, our lesson. I'm the least. Who am I?" But no, you know, he overcome. And I'm thinking this morning about Jabez. Jabez was, when he was in his mother's womb, the way I've read this, his father was dying and he gave all of his brethren all the blessings and there was none for Jabez. Jabez wasn't even born yet. And you know what he did? He appealed to a higher power. All the blessings was gone. He said, "Lord, I want you to bless me indeed. I want you to be my God. I want you to enlarge my borders. I want you to help me." He didn't just throw in the towel and say, "Everybody's got everything. Who am I? It's all gone." No, Jabez, he prayed a prayer and he appealed to a higher power. And I want to tell you this morning, you and I can do the same. We can appeal to a higher power, and that is God. And the book of Psalms, I believe this 71 and 16, it says this, "I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. I will go in the strength of the Lord." You know, my wife was visiting not too long ago. She was translating the mom's latest book into Spanish, and she said, "I wondered why my dad started for Mexico with only like $10 or $20 in his pocket. Why would dad do that? You know, why would dad do something that was crazy?" But you know what? They wanted to see the power of God and how God was able to provide for him, and he did miraculously. Folks, I want to say to us today, our difficulties are God's opportunities. I know that sounds a little bit poetic or what, but I'm going to tell you something. When I can't do things, I'm in a good place to let God work through me. When I don't feel like I'm adequate, that's an opportunity for the Lord to show His strength. When we feel like that we can do everything, when we feel like that we've got things under control, the Lord just let us sometimes go on. You know what brings burnout in our life? What brings about fatigue and what brings about exhaustion is doing things on our own strength. In our own strength. trying to do things on our own. We don't want to bother the Lord. Isn't that right? Oh, God, you must be so busy. I don't want to bother you today. I believe I'll just do this thing myself. He'll say, go right ahead. Get you a big handful. Just step right in there and see how much you can do. And you get in there and find out, I've done things repetitiously over and over again, and come to find out, I got in trouble. I wasn't intending on telling on myself, but folks, did you know I put 20.77 gallons of gasoline in a diesel motorhome, and I drained all of it out too? You know what? That wasn't the problem that we had. That was an extra. That wasn't the main problem. No. This thing was doing what we saw it doing for miles. But no, this was an added. This was about a 7 or 8, 9 hour other little deal, $500 deal. It was more expensive than that. But you know, when you try to do things on your own, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble big time. And you're trying to work things out and think, hey, I'm a pretty educated man, and I'm capable. I'm capable. Just look at me. Don't I look capable? I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us have our difficulties. And every one of us is going to make mistakes. And every one of us are going to find some places and things that we can't handle. We need to realize this is an opportunity. Lord, would you help me here? Would you? When I first got saved, I couldn't hardly stand going to church. I was as nervous could be. These little boys, I remember they would, I don't know why they looked at me like they did, but they would turn around backwards and come up over the pew and look at me. And I thought, there's something wrong with me. Why are they looking at me like that? What's going on? These little boys are looking at me. They're staring at me. There must be something wrong. I get so nervous. I tell you, I was a nervous wreck when I got home. Don't ever think about me preaching. Brother Egbert Allen, one time, the first time, one of the first or second time, he was a blind brother. Some of you remember him. Some of you don't. He was a blind brother, and he came to church one time, just passing through. And he said, well, who is this here? And I shook his hand. He said, well, someday you may be a preacher. I was not even saved. And the people around, the young people that was around this, started laughing. They said, yeah, really? That guy? You missed it. If you had your eyes, you'd have been able to tell he'll never preach. But you know, God can do miraculous things, and He can work, and nobody can hinder. The strength of the Lord is important to us this morning. I'd just like to share that with you, the strength of the Lord. Sometimes life seems like words and music, but it can't quite become a song. And we struggle. And we go through life sometimes wondering, what's going on? Why can't I have a beautiful song in my life? Why is there not this beautiful music? I've got everything. I've got the words, I've got the music, but it's not becoming a song. It's because we're trying to put things together in our own strength, and it's not working. The Lord is the one that's able to blend the words and the music and make a beautiful song out of our life. And He's waiting for you and me to surrender. He's waiting for us to say, Lord, I realize I can't do it. And when you find that surrender, when you find that yielding to the Lord, and finally saying, I'm sorry, Lord, I just made a big mess out of my life. I don't know what I'm doing. Please help me. The Lord's saying, I've waited a long time for you to say that, and I'm right here to help you. Oh, the Lord is our strength. He is our He is the strength of our life, and He can put the words and the music together to become a beautiful song. I think about Paul, and when his name was Saul, and he had all the words together. He had everything. He said, "I was impeccable. My life, everything, my upbringing, my teachings was all just right." There wasn't a beautiful song. The Lord spoke to him. He said, "Saul, Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. It's hard for you to go against my will. You're doing these things in your own strength. I'm not the one that's motivating you to do what you're doing. You're doing this out of a man-made something that comes from self, something that's from below. I want to help you to get something from above." That's what I'm talking about this morning. The strength of the Lord comes from above. It's not by power. In the book of Zechariah, the 4th chapter, I believe, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. God wants to help us this morning to find His strength. And in the book of Psalms again, Psalms 84 and 7, this 84th Psalm is one beautiful Psalm. I just want to pick out part of this in the 7th verse. It said they go from strength to strength. Matthew Henry says, "Those that press forward in their Christian course shall find God adding grace to their graces." That's what Matthew Henry says. So, those that press forward in their Christian course shall find God adding grace to their graces. We all have a little bit of graces. There's a little thing that we each one have as far as our own abilities and some of our own mannerisms. Not all of them are bad. Not everything we do is bad. But when God compliments and adds His graces to our grace, there's a strength that begins to flow. Whenever you take a young woman, and you put in the strength of the Lord in their life, something begins to bloom. Thank the Lord for electricity. Something begins to happen. And folks, this morning, I do believe that God wants to add His grace to our graces. He wants to bless us. In the book of Isaiah 40 and 29, another beautiful scripture here. I didn't finish all of this, but 84 is a wonderful, this 84th Psalm is such a beautiful Psalm. But let's go over into Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and pick up another scripture here that has been a real blessing to me. And I'll read the 28th verse. "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." That is the power of the Lord. We can go a certain time on our own strength. We'll wear out. We'll get tired. But the strength of the Lord will help us to keep going and going and going. May the Lord bless us this morning with an understanding of how we get the strength of the Lord. Finding the strength of the Lord. It's a search. It's an attempt. It's a movement. When a people stops seeking the Lord, there is death. That's certain. When we stop and we go in our own strength, there's nothing but destruction ahead of us. We'll never be able to do things like God wants us to do in our own strength. May the Lord help us this morning to find the strength of the Lord. He giveth power to the faint. You might say, I'm just not a very capable person. I'm not able to do things. Well, that's a good place for the Lord to help us. And I believe He does want to help us this morning. We've got to remember, we've got to get out of the rut. It will never get anywhere staying in the rut. It's like my father-in-law jacking that old truck in the sand. How do you jack up a vehicle when it's in the sand? I don't know how he did it, but he done it. He done it. And let that be said of us, that we tried. That we tried. You might say, well, I've tried so many times, but keep trying. There's one of these little birds that it's a kingfisher, and he was looking to find a mate one time. And the way they do that is they'll catch a little fish and they'll find that little female bird, and he will get on higher than her and he'll drop that. And this man was counting, and that bird caught a fish 64, 65 times. You might say, it's just like a woman. Finally, that woman, that little bird looked and she picked up. And what that means is when she picks up what he dropped down, they become mates. Giving up. How many of us give up before we should? How many of us give up before, you know, we should keep trying? We should keep going on. I remember I was trying to take a track loose on an old D7 dozer that I had, and it had a pin in it. It was about an inch and a quarter pin, and this was an old dozer, and it was very tight. I made a special knocker pin and welded a bracket on where I could hit that and knock that pin out, and I had a 16-pound sledgehammer, and I remember getting my torch, and I heated that up real hot, and it just got cherry red, and I backed off and had that sledgehammer and hit it, and I thought, boy, that thing's just going to go flying. It'll go flying out the side. You know what? I hit it 60 sometimes, maybe 70 times, and it went about as far as this piece of paper. What's the natural tendency? I can't do it. The other night, it was about 10:30. All the stores had closed. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Everything was closed. I was talking to Brother Danny Adams. He was trying to tell me how to do it. He said, Brother James, there's a fuse box in it. He said, now you'll hurt when he said that. You'll hurt when you get to this fuse box. I knew I was in trouble. I didn't have no tools. And it was a square fuse that was about this big. I'm telling you, it was so tiny, I could not get that out. My wife had a pair of tweezers. I had a little screwdriver, and I could not get it out. It wasn't a normal fuse. It was, Brother Danny said it was tough to get out. I couldn't get the battery disconnected. I was trying to reset this computer. I said, everything failed. And I was in this parking lot. It was a rainy night in Georgia, too. And I'm telling you, it was not a good time. I said, finally, I can't do it. Lord, I've tried. And I told my wife, sweetheart, I've done everything I can. I can't make this thing move. I can't. And you know what happened? We had prayer, turned the switch. Things started. Off we went and drove all night. And I want to tell you that those little things like that, and that pin, after I hit it and I hit it, I kept hitting it some more. I didn't stop. And I got it out. And I'm telling you, there's some things in our life, folks. There's things in our homes. There's things in our marriages. There's things going on. You go, hey, brother, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to tell you, there's been things 40 years I can't change. I can't change it. There's nothing different. I don't know what to do. How am I going to get this worked out? What am I going to do with these rebellious children? How am I going to make it? What we need to do is find the strength of the Lord. He said in this book of Isaiah, even the youth will faint. The youth will faint and be weary. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I tell you, the Lord can help and give us a creative mind. He can inspire us. You know, I've watched these men in jail, and they will save all the plastic trash can liners they can get, and they make string out of it. I've got some things they made and gave me. I've got a little cage-like thing, and it's got a cross inside. How they've done it, I don't know. I keep that. It's one of my little treasures. But I've watched these men. What I'm talking about is a creative mind. They will take that trash sack and they will make string out of it. Why do they need string? Well, it's real fine. And then they take a letter, and I've watched them, and they make kites out of it. I'm not supposed to, but they do. And they can go and they can slide that kite underneath a door, and it goes underneath another door. Far as from here to the end of the chapel, out those glass doors. And here they are. They go through two sets of doors. And here that thing will slide and fly through there, and it'll go in this other pod. You talk about creative. Those guys can. We need some creativity for the good, don't you think, one while? We get all tired, worn out, drug out. I just can't do it. We have a song that says, sing of defeat. No, never. Sing victory in Jesus' might. Is that not in our book? What's that for? It's to encourage our hearts. Sing of defeat? No, never. Sing victory in Jesus' might. It's the strength of the Lord that we need today. It's God's power. All He needs is the vessel. All He needs is someone willing. And He'll fill that vessel with strength. You can do it. You can do it. You can make it. You might say, all my family was defeated. Every one of them. Every single last one of them. But not you. Not you. We need God's help. That old saying, the Lord needs some nacho women and nacho men. Nacho women and nacho men. Men and women that will tell the devil, I'm not your woman and I'm not your man. People that will be willing to say to the enemy, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be a nacho man for Jesus. I'm going to be a nacho woman. So, well, I didn't know I was a nacho woman. That sounds pretty good. A nacho man. That's what the strength of the Lord, folks, is what as people we're craving, we're needing, I sometimes think we're drowning in our own pool of selfishness, and I can't, and it's impossible, and we're drowning in those things, and it's causing such depression to come upon us. God help us to get out of depression. God help us this morning to find the strength of the Lord, because there's a beautiful song. You got the words and the music, but the song hadn't come together yet. It's because we've been trying in our own strength. What did He say here? It's not in trying, but in trusting. It's not in running, but in resting. It's not in wandering. W-O-N-D-E-R-I-N-G. Not wandering, but wondering. But in praying that we find the strength of the Lord. We need that so much today. The strength of the Lord is what's going to help us in this new year that we're going. It's the strength of the Lord. It's His power. Not by my power, but it's by the Lord's power that we're going to make it. I trust that the Lord will help us. One last verse. It's almost 12 o'clock, and it's getting warm in here. It's time to go to sleep, you might say. Oh, my Lord, help us. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Here's what it says, and I know you've read this before. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Whenever Christ's strength comes into our life, He takes the weakness that we have and He blends that with His strength, and to the glory of God, we're not the same person. I'm not the same man I used to be. You're not the same woman you used to be. You're not the same boy. You're not the same girl. It's because of Christ's power working in us. His strength is made perfect in weakness. It's opportunities. And if we can realize that, how many have overcome physical handicaps to be a beautiful person in their heart. It seemed like the Spirit of the Lord was just coming out of them, and they were so beautiful. You wanted to be around them because they had the strength of the Lord. They looked at difficulties and they saw opportunities. They looked at problems and just saw the power of the Lord. I pray the Lord will help us today. When we can get to a place that says, most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, the power of Christ may rest upon me. If we can get to that place, folks, there's some big things that God can do with all us. There's some things He wants to do. I'm convinced that He wants to work in a greater way in all of our lives. And I'm going to put myself in there too. There's things the Lord wants to do with all of it. He's wanting to accomplish things in our life. And don't back up just because you have some infirmity. Say, well, I'm single. Well, I'm this. And well, I'm just, you know, I'm a woman. Well, I'm just a young. I don't really have no ability. I can't hardly talk. Look what Moses did. He said, Lord, I can't even hardly talk. And He said, I know. He knew that all along. But He chose a person with a handicap. And He showed His great power. And that's exactly what God is wanting to do with me and wanting to do with you today. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say it's impossible. Let's ask God to help us, because there's a beautiful song, and He's got the words and the music there. They're things that are close to happening, and if they can ever be put together, that beautiful song that'll come out of that will be something that glorifies God. Thank you all for your attention. May the Lord help us today. Don't go away. Don't say, oh, that's a good measure. I don't want to hear that. I really don't. You know what I want? I want to see us, as God's people, put things into practice. And let's show to this generation that we live in, that's ungodly, that's going in a total different direction, the power of God working in our lives. The strength of the Lord, that's what we need. Amen.